Episode 308, July 10th, 2017.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
We are back. Had the week off last week to celebrate the 4th of July because we are very patriotic here at the Rob and Joe Show. But it's good to be back. The full cast and crew are in the building. Myself, Joe Robinson, Marcus Serta, and Robbie Robinson. Good evening, gentlemen.
I've already been yelled at. I don't know. Would you say yelled at? Scolded three times and then passive aggressively scolded for the microphone that I'm using. But hopefully we make it through the hour.
Yeah, I sense an argument is brewing. So you two, it's sort of like a relationship where you might, if you're just eavesdropping, you might not pick up on anything. But the history between you two on certain subjects, just one little comment brings back all that other stuff. And it you can go from 0 to 60 and, you know, in like 3 seconds. So Robbie's upset at you for not having replaced your cord on your Focusrite, your fancy machine.
I'm not angry. I just want to know what's going on. I want to know what to expect because we've had bad luck with that microphone three times. The last three times he's used it.
Robbie said the most Robbie thing he could have said when we were away at the beach. This sums up Robbie perfectly. We're at the Ocean City condo, my parents' condo, and they keep it about 58 degrees in that place. And of course, everybody's freezing except for, you know, my dad, who's putting off, you know, thousands of BTUs. And of course, my stepmother, who's lying next to him. Right. So, you know, Robbie's girlfriend, she doesn't necessarily understand that, you know, I guess maybe it's a cultural thing, but she goes, "How'd you sleep?" And of course she's like, "It's so cold," right? She came right out and said, "I'm freezing."
No tact.
Well, I wouldn't say she doesn't have any tact, but she probably just, you know, she just spoke. Right.
Right. It's not her fault. It's just a cultural thing.
So anyway, the next day, my stepmother goes to Robbie and she goes, "Did Cecilia sleep any better last night?" Robbie goes, "Well, she slept better, but she was always sick from the day before." Immediately takes a shot at her. And I said, "Man, that sums up Robbie." So that's when he said about the microphone, right? He already let me know that I was on notice. And then after that, Marcus came on. He goes, "Hey, just be ready. Joe's on that other shit microphone." So
I agree so with Robbie.
I you know, I agree that you should have got a new cord. So, you know, I hate to pile on you, Joe, but
no, he's right. I should have gotten a new cord.
I agree with Robbie.
Okay, Marcus. All right.
We got it.
You said it twice.
That's all a drop.
Oh, damn it, Robbie. All right. Let's just stay on the topic of Robbie because I'm perusing Facebook and I see that Rob Robinson Jr. has posted his Yelp review.
For what?
And Oh, I'll get to it. And so when I mentioned that in the pre-show, Robbie, you said that you like to go and if it's, you like to give a positive Yelp review if it does, if the place deserves it, to give that place a little push, give them some help. Well, I think you're going to do a good job helping Outback Steakhouse.
They were struggling before Robbie got involved.
They only had tiny company.
They only have 2.5 stars.
Okay, it's Outback Steakhouse. What do you think McDonald's has on Yelp? Do you think, do you really need to go to McDonald's and say you leave a good Yelp review, a good quality Big Mac?
Also, are there people that aren't familiar? Like, what's this thing you're talking about? And Bloomin' what? Everybody knows everything that's on the menu from top to bottom, from the Jackaroo Chops to the Chocolate Thunder from Down Under. What did Robbie have to say?
Oh, I'll read it, actually. Hold on. Now, get the picture over there. Let me see. Where is your... Why can't I read it?
This little hole in the wall in Dale City, Virginia, the Outback Steakhouse.
It's on my Facebook page.
Not the whole thing, though. It cuts off.
Oh, it cuts off?
Yeah.
Somebody in chat, Jim Momato, says, come to Outback, try the steak, Rob Robinson.
Were you upset there was no actual Aussies working there?
That's his one criticism. It's not as authentic as I thought that it would be. There's a lot of people from Dale City, Virginia were working here.
I know I read the whole thing earlier because you still took a shot at the place.
What's the shot?
God, I don't know. Why can't I pull the whole thing up? It's pissing me off. Robbie, do you have it? Can you read it?
Yeah, I can probably read it to you. Hold on a second. Right. Just stop me when you need.
Do you remember the nature of the criticism? Yeah, he couldn't just let it be all positive. Maybe that's why it has 2.5 stars, Robbie.
I do remember you saying something was above average and then calling it the best you've ever had in your life, which seemed like, you know.
He's only had 3. He had below average, average, and above average.
Was it water?
You did. That was clam chowder or something. I like how you said we decided to eat there last night on a whim. We did not have a great experience the first time.
What happened the first time, Robbie?
The food wasn't very good and the service wasn't very good.
How do I've never had a bad meal at Outback. Everything's exactly
it's the same. It's, by the way, it's all, you know, it's shipped in on a truck daily from Cisco or wherever the hell it comes from. It's not like they're back there carving up sides of beef, whatever. It doesn't. Let's hear it.
So
I'm having a hard time pulling it.
Why do you think that you needed to give Outback? I mean, you honestly think that they're struggling?
There was hardly anybody
there was hardly that reads the Yelp review, Robbie, and decides not to go. Well, we were going to go to Outback, but we saw it only had 2.5 stars. By the way, if you don't go to Outback, you want to go to Outback, you see it has 2.5 stars. Where do you go instead?
I don't know. Lone Star, Texas Roadhouse.
By the way, Outback and Lone Star, they're the same. This is the same place, right?
Yeah, but of the mid-level, you know, the chain steak restaurants that aren't the high-end ones, I mean, Outback's probably the best, right?
I say for chain, P.F. Chang's, I think, is the best.
No, I mean for a steakhouse.
I mean, you could consider, you know, Morton's and the Capitol Grill and Ruth Chris a steakhouse.
No, for the mid-level.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, it is the best. Miggity Mac said in chat, Longhorn is much better. It is not much better. It is known in these parts as the Shoehorn. That place sucks. I can't believe he's going to defend Longhorn.
I think Tawanda's a big Longhorn fan.
Outback shits all over Longhorn. It's not close.
Where did we go when the Orioles-Nats game was rained out? Was that Longhorn or Lone Star?
Lone Star.
Okay, I get them confused.
I mean, that place was fine. I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah.
All right, we can't wait for Robbie's review.
No. Yeah, I don't know why. Sorry, I can't read.
I can't read the whole thing either for some reason. I can't find it.
Well, I guess it was they blocked it, apparently.
I mean, they're at Outback Steakhouse. How many stars did you give it, Robbie?
I gave it 5 stars.
How often do you leave Yelp reviews?
I think I've done between 7 and 8, somewhere in there.
Are they all like places like Outback?
No,
that everybody knows.
No.
Did you leave one for Subway?
No, that's the only chain restaurant I've done.
Okay. Would you, if you were to leave a Yelp review for Rob and Joe show, what would you say, Rob?
What would I say about the Rob and Joe show?
Yes.
I would say a must listen. Very hilarious. What do you think I would say?
No, no. And you say, except for Joe's microphone. That's the one downside.
Exactly. Staying on Robbie, this is sort of a combination with an announcement we have. Our murder mystery company, Die Laughing Productions, if you do remember, back when we started this 2.5 years ago, our first gig was going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. And a few things happened. And we didn't do it there. We did it at Magoobies, and the rest is history. But now we've come full circle. And we are excited to say that we are going to be doing murder mysteries on the weekend at the Baltimore Comedy Factory on, can we say how often? Are we saying that now? Or
well, yeah, on a month? Say it on here. Yeah, every month, every month.
Yes.
Our first being August 11th and 12th. We're gonna start with Sing for Your Life.
Yeah.
And that'll be one show Friday, two shows Saturday. When I first went to the murder mystery that I hated and dreamt this up, this is what I envisioned, because it there's an option for a dinner. So you can go there, pay for dinner and a show, one price. You know, you eat off of a menu that they've, you know, predetermined menu, and then you enjoy the show and you go home. $35, by the way, if you want to see the show and eat dinner. Just the show's $20. So it's a $15 dinner if you want to do that. But
that's
exciting.
August 11th and 12th, you can go to dielaughingproductions.com or write to baltimorecomedy.com. But this is the infamous karaoke singing murder mystery. And we had the issue with Robbie at Magoobies, where he was angry that we did not choose him to sing his the Bad Touch song.
I would say, in terms of the if you look at the history of the show and Robbie's anger, the angriest he ever was at me with my, I guess, my lack of effort or whatever. But right. The second angriest he ever got was about the karaoke, him not doing karaoke.
And it was by far the most hurt his feelings have ever been. Just taking aside anger, just the pain that he felt. So we would like to offer you again the opportunity this time. We promise you, Joe, we're promising, right?
Correct.
That Robbie, you will get a spot singing at any one of these three shows of your choosing.
But let me say this. It has to be the Bad Touch, right? That's what the audience.
Yes, absolutely. You got to give what the people want.
I mean, Robbie, you're not going to be Dexy's Midnight Runners and not play Come On Eileen, right? You're not going to be Modern English and not play Melt With You. You're gonna spin the hits, right?
I'm not going to show up.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to show up?
I'm not coming to Sing for Your Life at the Baltimore Comedy Factory.
Well, why not?
I'm not interested.
What the fuck? Oh, you know what? I'm going to leave a Yelp review on your producing.
Wait a minute. Why? Wait a minute. Are you still angry about a year ago?
I just would rather just not remind myself of that.
Yeah, but here's you get to make amends. It's where
you offered this to me one. You offered this to me another time, and I declined that time as well.
Okay, but time heals all wounds. Apparently not, though.
No, it doesn't. Not for Robbie. Listen, Robbie's the same way with television shows. If he watches 30 seconds of a show, it doesn't matter if it's Seinfeld, it doesn't matter what it is, and he doesn't like it, it's dead to him. You can't change his mind. You can't win him over. He never goes back.
You realize, Robbie, that if you committed, that would help drive sales. People want to see you sing this.
You don't think Rob and Joe Show fans want to see you at the show singing the Bad Touch? You think that doesn't, nobody wants to see that?
If 10 people post on our Facebook page that they want me there, I'll come.
Okay.
10, that's all
okay.
I need.
Okay, well, I think that's going to be easy to do.
Yeah, that's pretty much simple.
And that doesn't include any of you guys.
Fair enough. Yeah. You know, we're going to get Merle Rogers. We know we're going to Scott Bergson might come down.
Oh, yeah. And we'll already get enough from chat probably before the end of the show.
Yeah.
Unless they don't want him there. Maybe they don't want him.
So how funny would it be, Joe, if we do this and then we bump Robbie at the last.
Hey, sorry. Sorry, Tim Moran showed
up. You want me to just quit the whole thing?
Jeez, no, I'm saying that would be irreparable, right?
Of course.
Yeah, like we're not going to do that, Rob. You relax. Okay, relax. Hold on. Hypothetical, Jesus.
I mean, you would quit the podcast?
I don't know how far I would go, but I certainly wouldn't have anything to do with Die Laughing Productions anymore.
Okay. What if I cut you off 30 seconds into your singing?
30 seconds?
Yes.
I would be miffed.
What if it wasn't go? They weren't feeling it.
Yeah,
that's why I don't want to go because it's nothing. This will do. There's no upside for me at all.
What do you mean there's no upside? The fans want to hear you sing. You don't think they're going to be into it?
Robbie, how many times in your life have you done karaoke?
Thousands.
Okay, has there ever been anyone in the audience that was there to see you perform? That was rooting for you?
Only the people I was with.
Okay, well, now you're going to have, for the first time in 1,000 performances, a home field advantage, if you will.
People that are there to see you do this song.
Mac in chat said, don't go, Robbie, stand strong.
No, look, I promise that we're not going to fuck with you. That's just a joke.
I understand you guys are making light of the situation to sort of alleviate the tension.
Yeah, we're making light of a very light situation.
Yes, it's not.
You're the one that's being heavy of the light situation. We're the one, we're on fucking point here.
No, I get it.
Now, if you perform and then two other random audience members perform and the crowd likes them better, are you going to be mad?
No, I don't care about that.
All right.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with you guys slighting me.
Well, we're not slighting you. We're actually, this break right now is about you coming and us making amends for slighting you before. Come, we'll make it right. That's the idea. Somehow you've turned this into a negative. I don't understand.
Because, well, first of all, I was looking forward to just having, you know, that night off because I don't need to be doing anything for that particular show.
Well, that's 2 months away. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, 1 month now. I mean, well, Robbie, back up. Why wouldn't you just come to support our first weekend at the Comedy Factory?
I probably would if you were doing a different show.
So you won't even be in the audience to watch. It's going to upset you so badly.
I saw Sing for Your Life. I had a bad experience, and I don't want to relive it.
God. Yeah, it's like a NOM flashback with you or something.
It's...
How's therapy going?
Unbelievable.
Miggity Mac posted his Yelp Robin Joe Show review.
A night. Okay.
And speaking of Yelp, I did send you a link to all my reviews, and I sent you my entire Outback review.
Oh, okay. You just emailed. Thank you. I can read all your reviews. Thank you.
What are the chances that there's somebody who's never been to Outback, they read Robbie's review and decide they want to try it?
Oh, this was the shit. No, there's no chance. There's 0%.
It's one in, yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not zero, but it is. It's about 1 in 100,000, right?
Okay, here's classic Robbie. The service was exceptional this time. Really positive, right? It could have been due to the fact that they did not appear to be very busy in the dining room for a Sunday night. So maybe just because your business is failing.
They had nothing else to do but rely on me. They gave exceptional service out of sheer boredom.
They literally had nothing else to do. The place is so unsuccessful.
We were able to get
the carry out and the bar were both very busy.
Yeah,
we were able to get the hostess to stop playing Minesweeper long enough to seat us.
Then we intended to return to find out this was more than just a fluke. So he thinks it's possible that their good meal at Outback was a fluke.
I'm not a bloomin' onion guy. I'm a cheese fry guy. Have you ever gone there and it tasted different than the time before or after?
No. By the way, I've never had a bad meal at Outback. I pretty much always get the Outback special. But even like the broccoli taste, I don't know. It's just drenched in butter. I'm sure of that. It's not good for you. But it's delicious.
I'm now a fan of the Volcano Shrimp.
Oh, yeah. You did mention that. You gave a shout out to Volcano Shrimp.
And that clam chowder was so good.
You said it was the best you ever had.
Yes.
Please name the episode Volcano Shrimp. Maybe we can get some Outback.
What are the chances that the best clam chowder Robbie ever had wasn't frozen solid a few hours before?
Well, yeah, I mean, you think they got some old lady back there making it up?
Some sort of chef back there. Yeah. No,
the clams were definitely frozen. I don't know about the rest of the ingredients. They probably have it prepackaged.
Speaking of Robbie, I think I told you this. Robbie brings his dog to every restaurant, and then he's offended when he's caught, with his dog in there. Anyway, Robbie, we're going to the Apple Butter Festival, discussed often on this show, probably 5 times. We're going in October, and Robbie is in.
Hold up. This is a good tease to get us out of this break.
You and Katie are both coming, Joe?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, Robbie is doing something at the Apple Butter Festival that I might even drive to West Virginia to see. On the other side, we'll tell you what this fucking Robbie. Anyway, Rob and Joe should be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke murder mystery. Song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, August 11th and 12th at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, I don't remember the exact name. I'm scrolling through my text to you, Rob, but Robbie will remember. But it's basically, I think it's called the Pet Show-Off. Is that correct, Robbie?
Yes.
Where these, the West Virginians, they parade their animals through this. By the way, the Apple Butter Festival, just to give you an idea, it's about 100 yards long. It's not like some giant, it's smaller than a county fair. But at the end, they have these bleachers where, Miss Apple Butter is there, and, they have country singers and pet show. There's a pet show off, and Robbie is going to come all the way from Maryland to put his dog in the pet show off. Now, by the way, is there a winner, Robbie? Does somebody get up like a blue ribbon?
Again, I don't know all the details yet. I will be checking the website periodically to see more details. But I know you got to sign your pet up on Friday, and that's all I know.
Let me ask you this. Will you be more upset if Bobby doesn't get a ribbon than you were when you didn't do karaoke at Sing for Your Life?
I don't think there are any ribbons in this event, but I would not care.
So there's no winner. There's no contest.
I don't think
there's again, definitely a loser.
Anyone's viewing this.
Yeah. I don't know any details about it yet.
Okay, why do you think your pet is worthy of being showed off?
It would be something fun for my girlfriend and I to do that we've never done there before. Because we always take our dog, and I think it would be fun to go down there with all the other dogs.
I would feel like I'd have to get my dog in, like, tip-top cuteness or something if I'm going to be going out there.
Well, also, Robbie, your dog doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen to you, Jeff.
Well, he doesn't listen to anybody.
He does.
I mean, what if he makes a mockery of this event and he's fighting?
What if he doesn't take it seriously, Robbie?
He's taking a dump.
He won't. He's going to bark at all the other dogs. It's going to be great.
Well, that's not going to be fun.
It's not going to be fun for him. He's not going to like this experience.
No.
It's like entering your kid into a spelling bee contest when you know your kid's an idiot. You don't want to see him up there just misspelling every word. The dog's going to be acting crazy. It's not going to look good on you.
Do you think your dog loves being shoved in a purse and taken to a Chinese buffet and not getting to eat? Joe, do you think your dog loves that?
We put down that little purse and he jumps into it. He can't wait to get in that purse.
Did you take him to the Green Olive Buffet, 7405 Richmond Highway, Alexandria, Virginia, on 11-8-2016 when you gave it 2 stars?
He has been to the Green Olive Buffet at least one time.
Why when I eat seafood, especially fried, I need lemons. I do not recommend this place.
Because no, you couldn't ask for lemons.
They had no lemons.
Always have lemons.
Only lemons.
And the one time we went there, they didn't have any lemons. I'm like, are you kidding me? I've got to eat my oysters without lemon. I'm not doing it.
2 stars. No lemons.
How many times have you eaten there?
Oh, we've eaten there probably a dozen times.
So you've eaten there 12 times, but the one that didn't have lemons, you went on to Yelp and shit on them instead of asking for lemons.
It wasn't only the lemons. It was just that generally the food wasn't that good this time. They had a lot of items that they didn't normally have, and we're like, this is not worth the drive.
Well, why didn't you, on the other 11 occasions when they were exceptional, you don't understand, you kind of screwed them because they were bad once. You said you've been there 12 times.
Yeah, it was never wonderful. We just got fed up when we got there the last time and realized that they weren't very consistent. We said, you know what?
Okay.
I'm not having a good time here anymore. Let's just not come.
Robbie, I would never go to a place 11 times that I didn't like. I mean, obviously you liked it. What? It's a Chinese buffet. There's 1,000 of them. If you don't like it, you go to another one. You went 11 straight times.
I'm trying to think if there's any restaurant I've ever been to 11 times. I don't think there is.
Well, they did have a little bit different selection there. And then we went all the way out there and then they didn't have anything good that time. So I was annoyed.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite restaurant, Robbie?
My favorite restaurant?
Yeah.
My favorite restaurant in our neighborhood is Firebirds.
Okay. What if you go there and they don't have lemons or something, or they have bad service? Is it 1 star? They built up no capital with you?
That Chinese buffet hadn't really built up capital with me. We just did it for variety, and I would never give Firebirds a bad review unless they, you know, didn't let me sing at the karaoke night or something.
How many buffets do you eat at a week?
Usually, on average, we'll eat at the buffet about three times a month, so a little less than once a week.
So you eat at basically 40 buffets a year?
More or less.
God, I'm trying to think if I eat at 5 a year.
I no chance that I do. I don't remember.
Robbie likes to get ribs and Jell-O. And sushi,
no Jell-O.
And salad, and pudding, and corn. He wants.
You get the soft serve.
No corn.
No jelly and corn.
He doesn't want a category. He wants to get whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
That's right.
What he likes is women to look exactly the same from Taiwan. Hey, I want to. You said Mac has our Yelp review. Did he write it?
There's a link in the chat.
Okay. You know I don't go to the chat, Robbie. Can you read it for
me?
Yeah,
I'll read it. I'll read it for
you.
Here we go. Yeah. Click on there again. Good old Yelp.
Oh, I'm terrified.
It is the it says Robin Joe Show, recommend reviews, 5 stars, a must listen. Super nice. Producer Robbie crushes it every week. Robin Joe are middling comics from the Delmarva area who use the show to push fans to their murder mysteries. But Robbie brings so much entertainment to the show. It's my favorite podcast that I listen to every week. Was this review useful, funny, cool? I'm going to put cool. There you go.
Hey, wait a minute. Mac, dude, you were on my show. What the fuck?
Couldn't get a mention. By the way, Mac's done 44 Yelp reviews. He's not an innocent bystander here.
Wow. No wonder you two are so close. I'm getting off mic. Sorry.
Hey, can I turn my attention from Robbie to Gramps for a little while?
Yeah, sure. Mac will be happy with that.
I spent a week with Gramps. He was on his eight.
Mac said, Eric, the actor, is smiling down on us right now.
So Gramps, he is deaf. I'm sure everybody knows that. He can't hear anything, but he hears like every eighth word, but he still even though he doesn't understand what's going on in a conversation, he still interjects, not knowing anything. He's not, he's not catching any of it. Right.
Yeah, if we talk like this, he won't be able to hear us now.
True. So, his wife, I ask her to get Venmo so I could get money to her. I'm sure everybody on the show, with the exception of three or four people, know what Venmo is. So she had to sign up for Venmo, and she's explaining that she's on there and she can see other people's transactions. These, I guess, are Facebook friends. And it says on there, oh, I see Scott Apple made a, sent somebody money. My dad goes, Scott Apple can get in your bank account? He thinks that I signed his wife up for something where Scott Apple can take and money out of her account.
Well, how many 70-year-olds understand Venmo, do you think?
Well, I mean, his wife understands it. But again, that's the other thing. I was trying to fix the TV. It's making me crazy because he's giving me advice. Here's a guy. He doesn't know how to Google search. Why is he involving himself? Just let me handle this. I'll get everything taken care of. But quit interjecting. If you know, you don't know. Like, I don't tell Robbie how to. I go, oh, do this with the music. I don't know anything about it. I don't involve myself. I don't. If I have no expertise, I don't interject. But he can't. He can't stop himself. He hears every eighth word. And he tries to involve himself in every single thing that's going on.
Well, you guys were together for a whole week. Now, did this give you a little foreshadowing into a little look into how it's going to be like living together?
No. I love hanging out with my dad. But one thing that is pretty funny, I mentioned my friend Erica a few times on this show, and she came up to hang out with us, and she slept on the couch. So she's sleeping on the couch. Do you think... Let me ask you guys, if there's a girl in her 20s sleeping on the couch and you have your own room back there with a television, would you maybe stay in bed just a little bit longer to give her an opportunity to wake up? Or would you come right out, sit in your chair and stare at the couch until she wakes up? What would you do?
Well, was he watching TV in the living room where she was sleeping, or just sitting there?
He was just sitting there. As a matter of fact, I sent you guys a video of it.
Was he on his computer? She had her.
Look at the video. I think he was reading, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, she was.
Was she sleeping in sweatpants or panties?
I'm sure she was sleeping in sweatpants. I have no idea what she was sleeping in. But I sent you guys a video. You can see her. She obviously covered her head up with the blanket. There's a 70-year-old man sitting out there, So she's in a cocoon, and you can see her hair sticking out, and then you can see Gramp sitting right there in his chair. Hey, it's time to get up. Hey, I'm up. It's my place.
It is his place. She's lucky to have a place to lay her head. So yeah, I think Gramp's in the right there.
He wasn't.
And you can clearly see in the video the sun's already up, so she should be up.
Well, the sun is up at 5:30, Robbie. What are you talking about?
That's what time I get up.
Okay, so Robbie never. Okay, I actually am not. I really don't think that it was fine that my dad was up. Right. Yes, if he woke up at 5:30, yes, that would be a little. That's the other thing. Robbie wakes up. Katie and I had to sleep in the living room when because Robbie and his girlfriend had the room for Sunday and Monday. Of course, Robbie wakes up to take his dog out at 4:30 in the morning or whatever. It makes me nuts. You can't make an hour exception while we're on vacation and other people are sleeping out in the living room.
Well, don't worry.
Did you show off your dog to everyone in Ocean City?
Don't worry. Next time, I'm not going to be staying in the condo.
What happened? It's, too cold?
Yeah. It was a little bit crowded this time, and there was the air conditioning was entirely too low. And it's not normally that bad. It's just that it was pretty hot a couple days.
Are you going to leave a review on the website where it's listed? I'm sure it's listed for rent, right?
We've made a decision, and we're going to stay at La Quinta.
Ah.
No, Robbie, it's fine. You can't just wear a sweatshirt and sweatpants
there. If we have a different place to sleep next time. We've made the decision. And my girlfriend's not in favor of spending money, believe me, but she was all in favor of this. We just feel like we're just going to get out of people's way the next time.
I agree.
Out of people's way. I mean,
because the dog has a schedule, and we like to keep the dog on that schedule.
This dog runs your life now.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, yeah, it does.
Love the dog. Listen, and it was entirely too cold. We're just not going to take a chance on it. Cecilia got sick. We're not going to do that again.
Joe, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being it's the most show-off worthy dog of all time, where does this dog rank?
I'm not going to do that. Robbie's feelings will be hurt.
I mean, just tell.
No, okay, it's not affectionate. That's why I'm not a big fan of the dog. I have affectionate dogs.
I have a picture of that dog laying on Joe's shoulder from last year at the beach. Okay, this time the dog was a little overwhelmed, and he wasn't. He was a little overwhelmed.
He's been in a bag all year. Yeah, no wonder you let him out. He doesn't know how to act.
But he always listens to me. I say, Bobby, get on the couch. Bobby, go downstairs.
Listen,
Bobby.
You're going to hurt Dad's feelings. Just dress warmer. It's only for a couple. You guys never stay a long time.
I'm going to have a talk with Gramps. It's fine. I don't mind. We only usually stay for 2 or 3 days anyway. It'll be fine. And we'll be much more comfortable, and so will you guys.
Do you think Gramps will refuse to turn the temperature up 2 degrees for you guys to stay in the house?
It's not just the temperature. It's just we're going to be much more comfortable. It's only 2 or 3 days. It will be fine.
Robbie, I'm with you. I mean, why wouldn't you? I'd always rather be in my own hotel.
Love the condo. It's very comfortable, but during that 4th of July week, it's a lot of people, and I feel like I'm treading on other people's, you know, good time, and I'm not comfortable, so I'm going to just have another place to sleep.
Now Robbie makes me feel bad for making fun of it. Why can't Robbie? Nobody cares that the dog's up. It was fine. You're not going to you're going to rent another place. That's ridiculous.
I am. We're going to get it's already decided, Joe. It's already decided.
By the way,
yeah,
Robbie
why the pushback? I mean,
well, I don't want Robbie to feel like he's unwelcome.
It's not just my comfort I'm worried about. It's other people's comfort too. It's just a lot of people in the condo, Joe. It's just better if the two of us have another place to sleep. We'll be there.
Robbie,
all the time.
By the way,
we'll be eating
when
there.
When Robbie says
we'll be hanging out.
It's decided, it is decided. Just so you'll know, Robbie doesn't go back. Yeah, once he says something, it's done. So
I agree with Robbie.
Have fun at La Quinta, I guess.
La Quinta. Why not the place right next door with an Italian restaurant?
I scoped it all out. La Quinta is pet friendly. They're reasonably close to the condo, but not too far down towards Delaware and not too far down on the boardwalk. You don't want to stay near the boardwalk on 4th of July. So it's perfect.
Weird.
Good review. It has a good review.
What kind of Yelp review did you give it? No, it's weird is that Erica doesn't mind coming back next year. She's fine with Dad staring at her, sitting in his chair while she sleeps. She doesn't have a problem with it.
Well, she's okay. She's in her 20s and she's crashing there one night.
Yeah.
It was just a joke, Robbie.
No, but I mean, Erica, she slept in worse places. I'm pretty confident of that. She slept with more than one old man staring at her.
Well, there is a video. Will you guys post that video on the Rob and Joe Show Facebook?
I'll let Rob do it because I think Rob's going to be able to give the better quality.
Well, I have to go to a show right after this. I'm heading to Sonoma's to do a comedy show a mile away from my house. Maybe I'll get to it tonight. If not, and it'll be up by the time you guys hear this. I know it's dumb to ask this, but will you make sure your girlfriend videos the dog show?
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Okay.
What angle?
Right. Will it be a 3-camera shoot or just just her cell phone?
Just her iPhone.
Okay.
What are the chances that Robbie has a complaint about the pet show off?
Yeah, what if somebody complains and, like, is it the whole apple butter festival going to ruin for you? Can you no longer eat apple butter?
No, listen to me. I'm telling you right now, I know my brother. There's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, it's either going to be disorganized. He's not going to be the right place in line. He's going to be put near a Weimaraner that's too big. Something's going to happen, and he's going to get upset.
Listen, if I get even a whiff that it's not something that we're into, I'm just not going to do it. I mean, it's...
Well, no, you have to do it now. The show's counting on you.
Yeah, and have you told your dog already? You can't let the dog... You know, it's going to break the dog's
heart. Are you
going
to surprise him? Are you just going to pull him out of the bag and he's in the pet show off?
Yep.
Is the dog in a bag right now? Is he sitting on your lap?
No.
Is he in your book bag?
No, he's upstairs laying with my girlfriend.
Okay. Of course, not listening, I'm sure. I can't wait for this. When is this Apple Butter Festival?
October. First weekend in October.
Okay. Now. Oh, Jesus. All right. Is that a drop or is that the dog?
That's actually my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Weird. So you will commit to coming to the Murder Mystery Singing for Your Life if 10 people say that they will.
You already said that. If 10 people say that they're going to be there to see me and they really want me to come and sing, then sure, I'll do it. One of the performances.
All right. There you have it, folks. Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap this thing up. Rob and Josho, be right back.
Hello, my name is Rob Robinson, but you all know me as Gramps. If it weren't for me, there would be no Rob and Joe Show. If it weren't for my DNA, you'd be listening to the Rob and Ramin Show. Or worse, if I decided to stop at one offspring, you'd probably be listening to the Dan Ninen Show. So I'm speaking to you as someone who has provided you with top-notch entertainment for over half a decade. Become a Rob and Joe Show patron on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. Do it now so you don't miss out on the premium content and some other great stuff. I did it. So should you. Now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So you guys were in Ocean City for 4th of July. Tawan and I went down to the National Harbor, spent the night, went over to the MGM, checked that out for the first time. A little outdoor area, band playing. You could see some fireworks from the up on the hill there. So it was a cool time.
You didn't notice it was falling apart?
No, it looked really nice to me. I looked for that and I saw no signs of it falling apart. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't look at every nook and cranny. I wasn't there and doing an inspection, but it appeared to be pretty nice to me. I mean, we weren't, most of the time we were there was outside, out in the plaza, they call it. So I didn't really look too much. We didn't even eat there. We ate at the down at the National Harbor, which is right a mile away, bottom of the hill, basically. Marcus, what did you get into?
I was here working on at the radio station and just hung out at the house. I was recovering from a procedure on my foot.
Jesus, you're like dying, aren't you? I mean, every time, every part of your body is just.
Well, I'm trying to get it fixed one piece at a time, but they keep falling apart. So, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, hang in there, Marcus. We're counting on you. I mean, without you, you have to deal with Robbie 100% of the time. That's probably not going to work out. I got to see my protege, Dr. Gill, this past weekend. We did a show together.
Really? How did he do?
He brought some people, which is good. it's funny.
Sucked.
No, he did fine.
I don't think you'd give us a straight answer, so I don't trust what you're telling.
No, he did
poorly, but I don't think you'd say if he did badly.
He did not do badly. He did not. Look, it's a very shticky act, okay? But he did not do badly. He got less. But he didn't do as well as me shitting on him, put it that way. I did, because he does liposuction. That's what he does. So I basically just shit on the idea that he's calling himself a doctor. So, I mean, come on. You're doing liposuction.
He just has a vacuum.
Yeah, I'm like, George Clooney wouldn't play you on a TV show. Okay, you're not a real doctor. So that, I kept going back to that, and that seemed to be working. But it was a show for this woman that I just recently met to a, I think Ramin had recommended me to her. And I was at this, just some bar in Reston. And this guy emails me from my website, the contact me thing. And he goes, yeah, I see you're going to be at the show Saturday. And I wanted to see if I could, he works for like the Fairfax Connection or something. If I could do an interview with you. I go, all right. Excuse me. So I say, you want to do email or phone? He goes, oh, we can do phone. Here's my number. I said, okay. I said, here's mine. I said, maybe tomorrow night or whatever. I said, okay. So he texts me and he's like, yeah, I can call. I can talk anytime tonight. And I'm like, all right, I'll just call him right now. So I call him and I guess I took him. He was off guard because I was like, all right, hey, what's up, man? He goes, hey, what's up? And then nothing. And I'm like, no, this is where you like take over. This is where you
ask. Tell you my life story, right?
Yeah. So he's like, so how did you get this gig? And I'm like, yeah, this woman Robin is putting it on. She friend of mine recommend me to her. I'm like, this is not a good story. There's no story. There's nothing. She Facebook.
It's not like a great gig. Am I right?
No, we're getting to that. So I'm like, this isn't like no one would want to read this. So she Facebooked this guy. And then he said, yeah, he's OK. So he's like, so it was important to you to do a show, out in the suburbs in Reston?
No.
I'm like, you always want to get your name out there or whatever. He goes, so do you think this show could make your career?
Nuh-uh. This is
yes.
Are
it's
they
real.
Fucking with you?
No. He's just a kid. He doesn't know.
I go real quick. I'm going to interrupt in chat. Somebody posted. Joe says, how did he do? Rob said he brought some people. Anyway, continue.
Fair enough. But no, he got laughs. I enjoy Dr. Gill.
He's no, go ahead. You don't need to defend Dr. Gill.
Right, but it's a sticky act. Right? When you see it, you understand. He's blowing up.
I don't want to see it. Go ahead. So, I'd rather read this interview of you in the Fairfax Gazette.
So the guy says, can this show make your career?
Did you say no?
No, I said
it has no effect on my career.
Yeah, I said, I'm just doing this to make some money. Like I said, first of all, there is no show that exists that makes your career. I mean, you can do the Tonight Show and you deliver your Uber driver a week later. I mean, doesn't exist. And it's like, oh, yeah, I wasn't really sure where you're at in your career. Like, way to do research. I mean, you were on my website. That's how you found me. But I go, it's probably a bigger deal for the woman who's organizing it because, she's.
You think you're the biggest celebrity he's ever interviewed?
Probably, yeah. So he ended up coming to the show and he goes, oh, yeah, so I'll talk to you at the show. I guess that's all I have in my notes. But the show starts at 8:00. I was hoping I'd get there at 6:30 and do some interviews. Do you know when everyone's going to get there? I'm like, no, I don't know when anyone else is going to get there. I know when I'm going to get there and it's 7:30. I'm not going to get there early to talk to you. But like, I have no idea when the other comics are getting to the show. I mean, what kind of question is that?
How old is this? Is he in middle school, this guy?
Like 21 or something.
What's his name? Can you say it?
Because
we can see the article. He's going to have a name.
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice kid. He's just clueless. Let me find it.
What's the name of the periodical in which this will run?
Fairfax Connection.
His name is Thomas.
Mac, did you catch that? Fairfax Connection. I got to sick him on this.
Yeah, he says I'm covering Saturday's comedy night in Reston for the Connection. We'll love to get in touch between now and then. Hope to hear from you. Thanks. Very professional.
Max said, "Does he write for Bokovox?"
Hey, it's funny you mentioned that. Brian Karam of Mokobox fame was blowing up this last 2 weeks for standing up for the press in the White House press corps press conference with what's her name? Huckabee lady, Sarah, I think that's her name. And he's gotten a lot of gotten a lot of interviews. I think he's been on some of the talk shows. So
Marcus just came.
Yeah, my Mokovox guy. A little bit bigger deal. So sorry, Eric the actor. Sorry, the Mokovox guy's blowing up.
Hey, that didn't get you paid, though.
You never know. Maybe if he retweets one of those videos now or tweets it out, I'll blow up now that he's Mac, crushing it.
Mac posted a link to the article.
Oh, this is great.
Sterling resident pursues comic dream.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Mayor performs in comedy clubs along East Coast. That's the byline with a period in there. God, this guy's horrible.
He didn't even tell me that the article was up. How did he find this?
Hey, Chief.
That's back, man. Look,
oh, my God. Hey, he pulled a 9 and listen to this. For the past 5 years, the 28-year-old Sterling resident has been learning the craft of stand-up comedy, performing gigs and open mics in the DC area and working his way up the East Coast comedy ladder. He says you're 28 and he says you've been doing it for 5 years. God, this is great.
It says you're a Sterling resident.
Yeah. He never asked me my age, where I live or how long I've been doing it. He didn't ask me anything about me. He asked me about the show.
Nationally known comedians, Dave Attell, Lewis Black and Mitch Hedberg.
Hold on. Stop.
Mac, look, please send that article to.
Stop. Did you see the date on this?
Yeah.
April 24th, 2002. too. Oh. I didn't even remember this article. Wow. So this is my second time in the connection.
Oh, that's great.
Ah, wow. This is cool to read. Thanks, Mac.
By the way, it sounds the exact same article. They just changed the age.
Good old Mac crushing it. Yeah, I guess I don't remember this at all. Well, you've been featured in so many stories, it's hard to remember them all, Jeff.
I threatened those connection newspapers with legal action.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they're free papers. They throw them on your driveway. And I sent them a legal, like a legalese letter, and copied my lawyers on it saying, you guys got to stop putting the newspapers on my driveway.
So that was your first time talking to them? That was the initial please stop? It wasn't just a friendly, normal email?
No. I've told them many times.
Okay. All right. Did it work?
Oh, yes. I haven't seen one of those newspapers, knock on wood.
But it was interesting at this show because Dr. Gill, he knows Robin, the woman that put it on, he just happens to know her. And then he's friends with this guy, Evan, who I was talking about at the show. And I mentioned our podcast and the murder mystery. And I mentioned you, Joe Robinson. And this guy knows you and Phil, your former roommate, our friend of the show, Phil, that you all are know each other from this Maryland Terrapins message board and have hung out before. And it was like this weird, everybody's knew each other kind of a weird thing. And I ended up texting you because he was trying to remember when he had met you or what the circumstances were.
We just found another article. Local venue serves up laughs. Westfield grad is in Sully's comedy show.
That's not it.
Rob is also a featured performer for Armed Forces Entertainment.
This is Googling Rob Mayer articles?
No, but this is all in this Fairfax Connection. This was written by Bonnie Hobbs. She must be a big fan.
Ms. Big Fan. Love Bonnie. I guess this the connection has a lot of different, you know, our newspapers here. They have one for every sort of area here.
No, I think this is just they do a lot of Rob Mayer articles. Apparently,
I think I can write an article about the Rob and Joe show and get it published in the Connection newspapers.
I don't think it'd be very hard. Matter of fact, I believe John Yeager is mentioned in this article. So
nice. Are you going to get the connection to cover the big dog show that you're entering your dog into?
No, is that not a bigger deal than the show at Sully's, you think?
I don't know, man. Sully's. God, I don't even remember that. Jesus. Oh, I do remember that. That's the Jaeger. Yeah. Is that in like Manassas or no? In like.
Oh, it's in Fairfax. It is in Fairfax.
Fairfax, Sterling, Springfield, yes. Something like that. Yeah. That's the show. That's where I met this guy in a wheelchair who I was making. I was kind of fucking with him in a polite way, and he was dying laughing, and everyone else in the audience was getting uptight because I was, you know, who were making fun of him. And we ended up, you know, becoming Facebook friends. And he came to a show in Fairfax about a month or so ago, and he's doing like artwork now, like paintings
with his teeth.
I don't know how he does it. No, I think he's got arms that work. And but then he had his handler like he said, do you want to buy some of my work? And I'm like, you know, I want to give to you to donate is what I want to do. But I don't want to actually have to take something and put it in my car. I'm like, do you have a website? He goes, yeah, but I have stuff in the van. So this handler goes out and she brings out this big stack of paintings. Now I got to look at them in this bar.
Were any of them any good?
I mean, you can't.
It wouldn't matter if they were good. Right.
But I didn't buy one. I still didn't. I was like, I don't want to. Because I don't know. I have no idea. First of all, I don't know what art costs in general. But I don't know what his art should cost. What I should be paying for. Am I paying extra? Because I'm just giving you money. Which I'm fine with. You deserve it. You've had some tough breaks. But I
see that documentary Exit Through the Gift Shop.
No.
So basically there's this graffiti artist. His name is Banksy. I believe that's his name. Banksy, Blanksy, one or the other. And what he did was he's anonymous. Nobody knows who he is. But there's a lot happens in the documentary, but one time he pays somebody, you know, $50 to stand out there and sell his art. And the artist selling for, I don't remember, but basically one guy comes up and buys like $500,000 worth of art for like $500. Because he just sets his art out there. And I'm like, well, I mean, who the hell would know? I mean, unless you're a trained eye, I'm not going to know the difference between that and what's found in some sort of print shop. Would you, Robbie? Not. And you have an eye for it.
No, I probably wouldn't know the difference.
You probably passed up on some serious bargains there, Rob.
Mac posted a quote from John X in the, about Rob in the chat room.
What does it say? What's the quote?
Manager and owner of DC Improv no longer said Mayer's comedy is observational. He's more of the dark, clever, sarcastic side, which I like, said X Reyes. He's very funny and he does a great job. I think he has a good shot at making it in this business.
Congratulations.
I'm fine with that. Mike Payne is quoted in there of blame the victim fame.
Hey, we had Andy Klein, Mike Payne. All we need to do is get Chad Heft on there. We got to run the whole gamut.
We can do it. Yeah. God, memories. Wrap it up. Do you want to do this Mount Rushmore thing we were talking about, Joe? Or do you want to table that?
We'll table it.
Well, how about this? We do have an exciting announcement for next week. I feel like we're this is like the show for Mac Bergson. We had a lot of Robbie stuff. We had Graham stuff. He's been in
shitting on you at the end. Yeah,
shitting on me.
Dr. Gill.
Shout out to Derek, the actor. And now we get to tell Mac that tomorrow we interview to come on that will be airing on next week's episode. Michael Chamberlain will be back on the show.
But he's there with the other Robbie. What's her name? The real film critic. What's her name?
Mara Rheinstein.
Mara Rheinstein.
But he doesn't know that yet.
Oh, he doesn't know. No, well, he's certainly not listening to this to find out. But you think that Mike has seen Baby Driver?
Yeah, this is what I want to know. But he apparently has some time on his hands these days. So I don't know. Baby Driver's not the library yet. So he probably hasn't seen it.
You think he's seen the new Spider-Man?
No chance.
Well, I've seen both. I also just saw Lion. I want to ask him about that. Have you guys seen this movie?
No.
Never heard of it. That.
Well, it was up for Best Picture last year.
It looks upsetting.
All right.
Dude, it is so... It's not upsetting. It's uplifting. But check that movie out. I guarantee you the real film critic has seen it. She's seen the movies up for Best Picture.
How was Spider-Man, Joe?
So if I'm ranking those three movies that I just mentioned, Spider-Man, which I loved, is last.
Okay, but you loved it.
I did. I loved it.
Hey,
I loved it.
Why don't you guys have a list of all the movies you ask Mike if he's seen, and then immediately we put her on and ask her the same list?
Mac just says in chat, took me 6 weeks to see Lincoln, but I saw Baby Driver the first week. That's not true, Mac. I saw Baby Driver the first day. Not the first week, the first day.
Do you think that Chamberlain has been to a movie theater, a multiplex movie theater this year?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What would he have seen there?
It's not something you guys have ever heard of.
Okay. All right. How many movies do you think that he's seen this year that we haven't heard of?
Most.
I would say of all the movies he's seen, we haven't heard of the majority of them.
I mean, probably this year, how many movies could he have seen? I've seen like two movies this year.
Well, yeah, but he's a movie, you know, he doesn't necessarily see him in the theater, but he's probably seen a lot of movies this year.
Yeah.
And you probably have heard of, I don't know, what do you think, 10% of them? Think that's too short, too small, 20%?
Probably 15% in there,
that sounds about right. But you're right, the majority of them he's not going to have seen in a theater.
What was the movie that Mike was shitting on her for not having seen? Nashville. Was that it?
Nashville.
Yeah, you think she's seen that yet?
This is the question we want to ask her.
All right, yeah, put that in our notes. Mac, do you have a question for Mr. Chamberlain? You get deferential treatment here. Preferential.
Scott wants to know if you watched the Blazing Saddles DVD he gave you last year.
Yeah, I'm halfway through it. It's pretty good. I've actually, and I watched it on Netflix. I haven't even.
You didn't even watch the DVD he gave you? I mean, do you even have a DVD player? Where are you going to watch it?
Well, I mean, on your computer? No, I have a DVD. I have a Blu-ray player, and my PlayStation can play it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I just played my Prince Purple Rain that came with my Prince box set, Deluxe Master. Hey, shout out to Taylor and Allison Jenkins. I just posted on our Facebook. They're going to see me tonight. I'm going to be in Columbia at Sonoma's. They're there right now. They said we've been to several of Rob and Joe's murder mysteries, so we know Rob is going to be hilarious. Update, just chatted with the bartender. He says he's seen Rob around 15 times and he's always awesome. Thank you, Taylor and Allison. I will see you in a few minutes. All right, I got to go. Do comedy, be funny, tell jokes. Looking forward to Chamberlain tomorrow. I'll be on next week's episode. Good to be back from you guys. Again, go on our Facebook page. Say you want to see Robbie at the Baltimore Comedy Factory, August 11th and 12th. Three shows. One of those shows. Come out. Be in Sing for Your Life. Sing the Bad Touch. We want Robbie. Hashtag the Robbie Touch.
And if you live in California, don't bother posting because I'll know you're not coming.
Nope, that's you didn't say that.
You can't qualify that now. That's not what you said.
Maybe they will come. It's probably worth it. See you guys next week.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.